Can you manifest if you can't visualize? This is a great question, and it's inspired by an email that I got yesterday. And we're going to dive in, and you're going to have so much fun, and we're going to reveal a fact that will blow your mind. Because my name is Mr. 2020, and I'm coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. It is the 28th of April, 7:46 a.m., heading into our autumn. Back home in the old country, Mom tells me they're heading into spring. How cool is that? Meanwhile, let's dive in with aphantasia, the inability to visualize. Hi, Mr. 2020. I have aphantasia, the inability to visualize. Do you have a program for manifesting wealth for individuals like myself? Yeah, this is so cool. Yes, I do. Now, here's one of the coolest things, right? A lot of people are telling you to go make movies about what you want in life. And that is not what Neville taught. That is not what we do. We feel it real. Neville Goddard taught feeling is the secret. We made up the term feel it real when it comes to his work. And because it sounds cool, right? It gets stuck in your head, doesn't it? Feel it real. It rhymes. It's also why we made up courses like ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, MM, right? Or DreamDrivenDay.com, right? Alliteration that gets stuck in your head. And I'm saying this for a reason, not just for a crass commercial. But let's keep going, right? I have aphantasia, the inability to visualize. Do you have a program for manifesting wealth for individuals like myself? Yes, I do. And here's what's cool. You manifested an answer, didn't you? Without having to make a movie. Without having to see an image. You actually felt something that had you type and got me to type. And I asked you two questions. All right, so let's go to my two questions. Because I said, let me ask you two questions so I can see how we can help. When you see a photo of me, do you know I am not your mother? And when you see a glass of water, do you know it's not milk without tasting it? And the answers were, of course, yes, in this situation. Cool, I can help. Because you have these imaginary senses. Seeing, smelling, hearing, touching. And those are all part of the experience of, well, experiencing what implies your wish is fulfilled. The imaginal experience. And what's really cool is you don't ever have to make a movie. What you get to do is find a feeling. The feeling of reality. Now, I can't tell you how to do that in a 5-minute podcast. I can't tell you how to do that in 2,700 5-minute podcasts. I can tell you bits and pieces about it. I can make suggestions. And I can encourage you to explore. But here's what's really cool. One sip of coffee. We made up something really cool called the coffee game. And we made a pack about the coffee game. Here's the 10-second version of it. How would you experience one sip of coffee differently if your wish were fulfilled? Because when I was stuck in Florida, and I wanted to be in Melbourne, Australia, a sip of coffee in Florida is very different than a sip of coffee in Melbourne, Australia. Sitting in my garden with my wife. And I don't gotta see nothing. All I got to do is explore the differences between one sip there and one sip here and use that as my imaginal experience. And I don't got to see nothing. That's the coffee game. You can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Here's another one. We've got the streetcar system. And the streetcar system invites you to take anything in your physical experience right now. And use that as an anchor, a trigger, an invite to experience your wish fulfilled. It's another cool little pack we made up. Because Neville shared a story, and we ran with it for about 10 years. and discovered some really cool subtleties that most people miss. In the story, Neville talks about her holding on to the rail of the streetcar and feeling it as the rail of a ship. And the salt of her tears and her experiencing them as the salt of the ocean. And what was it? 30, 60, 45 days, something like that. See ya, she's gone. Somebody gave her a ton of money and she was gone around the world, sailing into Samoa or some cool place. And finally, here's my other suggestion. And these aren't suggestions, right? You really want to change your life, right? You can push the BMW or you can drive the BMW, right? If you're sitting in the back seat and there's no driver, whatever, you can push it. That'll get you from here to there, but it takes a lot of work, or you can drive it. And I'm inviting you to dive into these, to invest in these, to invest in you. So we talked about the coffee game, one sip of coffee. We talked about the streetcar method, how to use anything physical in your world. Those two walk hand in hand, by the way. Really, really good. And the third, Joseph Goddard to themax.com. Because a lot of people have some days, you know what, I want to be financially free someday. That's what I want. And I can hear it in the tone of their voice when I talk to them. Yeah, I'm imagining being financially free. They don't have to say the someday. I can hear it. And what happens is they stay in someday manifesting mode. And they tend to have one wish, a big wish that'll solve all the problems. On the other hand, I'm inviting you to entertain possibilities. And to entertain possibilities with daily wins. Because when you have daily wins, you know that bigger quote-unquote, that long-term quote-unquote wish, it loses a sense of urgency. And you discover more dance in your day, and you start discovering how many cool things you can give life to while giving life to the big wins. See, we all love the big wins. We all love the conceptual wins. I wanted to be a citizen of Australia. That took a couple years, and it happened a couple years quicker than it should have. But meanwhile, I was having daily wins every day. And that kept my life delightful. And we explore that, we dive deep into that, in josephgoddardtothemax.com. All of those you can get at the store. And here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to put up something called the Aphantasia Super Pack. For those who can't visualize, when you go to the store, you'll see it somewhere. I don't know where. I haven't put it up yet. But I will put it up today. The Aphantasia Super Pack. For those who have trouble visualizing, making movies. Because you don't got to make movies to manifest anything. You may see things different. You may hear something. But you'll definitely feel. All right. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Let's imagine up something lovely without making any images. How would we do that? Wow. Nice car. As we go into the silence. All right, here's the thing that's going to blow your mind. Neville Goddard's primary sense for the longest time was hearing. And one day he suddenly discovered the ability to see within imagination. How cool is that? Let that sink in. Neville Goddard couldn't see in imagination. I've actually had people argue with me about this, and you know what? I don't have the time to look up which lecture he said that in. But let's assume that's bullshit just for fun. Because you don't have to see what's in imagination. Neville didn't have to. Listen to his stories. He often talks about, after I hung up the phone, I sat there until I heard. He does that more than once, but meanwhile, here's what I want you to do. Accept nothing as an excuse. Make nothing a hardship. Dive deeper, soar higher. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Stop settling for any excuses. Boy, we can all settle for excuses, can't we? Choose excellence. Stretch and soar. Have a lovely day. See ya.